MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Another prominent New Mexico politician has been named in the Epstein files. Democrat Deb Haaland, a current gubernatorial candidate and former Biden administration official and congresswoman, has been named in documents related to a flight coordinated by Jeffrey Epstein, according to the U.S. Department of Justice. The manifest shows Haaland took a flight from Santa Fe to Washington in 2014 with former New Mexico Attorney General Gary King while she was running for lieutenant governor. Haaland's campaign released a statement condemning Epstein and stated that she did not have any involvement with the convicted sex offender, but her campaign did not disclose the details of the flight until the files were recently made public. Gary King's father, former New Mexico Governor Bruce King, sold private land to Epstein that was used to build Zorro Ranch in rural Santa Fe County. And House Joint Resolution 5 passed through the roundhouse on Tuesday, which means voters will have a say on whether New Mexico's legislators should be paid. The joint resolution will put a question on the ballot, asking voters if the state can amend the New Mexico Constitution to allow legislators to receive a salary. If approved, their pay would be determined by the state's annual median household income, which is about $67,800 or $64,100 after adjusting for inflation, according to a 2024 data from the U.S. Census Bureau. The cost to the state on an annual basis would be about $7.6 billion, according to the Legislative Finance Committee. Currently, the state's 112 lawmakers do not earn a salary and are paid a per diem for each day they attend the legislative session, interim meetings, and other events throughout the year in the state. Lawmakers also receive reimbursement based on the miles they travel to get there. New Mexico is the only state that does not pay its legislators a salary. And Lovington City Commissioners unanimously approved a liquor license application for the new Albertsons Market at the Monday meeting. Albertsons ribbon cutting will be at 11 a.m. on March 5th, and the store opens to the public on March 6th. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.